The other thing is, as I mentioned, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. Now, look at this particular slide and look at these statistics. Of the percentage of disability charges that I mentioned a moment ago, 30% involve disabilities of mental impairments. This is a 26% increase, or increase from 26%, excuse me, from what it was in fiscal year 2018. We predict, as a result of the pandemic, even for 2021, that number is going to increase. The monetary benefits for disability have been $23.4 million. This includes settlements and consent decrees. The top categories, and this isn't you know, surprising, anxiety disorder, depression, PTSD, and manic depression. Now, here's the thing, when we talk about mental illness and the numbers, these statistics come from the National Institutes of Mental Health Statistics. In 2019, an estimated 51.5 million adults have reported having some kind of mental condition. This represents about 20.6% of the population. So 18% of workers in the United States report having a mental health condition in any given month. When you look at the demographics for this, mental illness has been reported higher among females than males. So it is a high probability that at any given workplace, there are individuals, a matter of fact, several individuals that may have a mental illness. What are some other demographics? Interesting, young adults aged 18 to 25 had the highest prevalence of mental illness. You know, many folks have analyzed and looked at the effect of pandemic on our children and teenagers and college students. I think it would see that this number would drastically skyrocket for 2021. When you look at race and ethnicity, two or more races reported the highest number of mental health issues, 31.7%. followed by whites at 22%, Hispanic at 18%, Blacks at 17.3%, and Asians at 14.4%. Again, given what's going on in the pandemic, it would not be surprising to see that this number increases for members of the Black population and the Asian population. What are the categories? And again, look at how this number tracks with the categories that I showed you a moment ago on the slide for EEOC charges with anxiety disorder. 18% have an anxiety disorder, and the category that they include there is quite broad. 9.5% have depression. 2.6% have bipolar disorder. 1% have schizophrenia. The thing that I'd like to remind employers, particularly now in this moment, is that employers have a duty to reasonably accommodate individuals with mental impairments. And the thing about that is not getting wrapped up into whether somebody has a disability or not. Go to the immediate place of assuming that they do, and then having the conversation about what kinds of accommodations may be necessary. Go and have the interactive discussion and understand that in situations where an employee may have a performance issue, the threshold is that employers may hold all employees to the same standard of performance. But when you have those discussions and you talk about performance, and in the midst of those discussions, that person reveals that they have a mental impairment or they need an accommodation, then by all means, have that discussion. But that's one of the things that the commission has observed that we're seeing, is that employers have been reluctant to have conversations in their interactive process for mental impairments. Why? Because of the stigma associated with that and the fact that they are hidden disabilities. Now, let's talk about another thing. This has been on everyone's mind. It's the EEO-1 Component 1 data collection. So what is the process here? Well, the 2019 EEO1 data collection was postponed because of the pandemic. Now the commission, as of April 26th, this was just last week, has opened up a website and a new portal for employers to report this information. So as of April 26th, employers now can do data collection for both 2019 and 2021. Some of you may not be familiar with this, but the EEO1 data collection requirements apply to private sector employers with 100 or more employees, and also for federal contractors with 50 or more employees. The information that's required to be collected is data by race and ethnicity, sex and job categories. Pay information is not included in this. For those of you who have clients that are school districts, labor organizations, and federal or governmental units, the categories for EEO3, EEO4, and EEO5 data collection will be opened later on. Some of them will begin in July, I believe, and the others in August.